So are European militaries capable of providing the type of security that you've described to Ukraine, or is some measure of participation by the United States an essential element for this to be credible at all?
Well, I don't think they've thought through what they really think they're going to do. Are they talking about, it would be helpful to say, what's the mission of this force? Is it to defeat a potential Russian incursion? Is it to be peace enforcement where there would be combat? Or are they really talking and hoping and praying what they want is a UN peacekeeping force where the only use of force for the peacekeepers is in self-defense? These are two very different missions, and the requirements are obviously very different as well. This to me is all indication. There's a lot of hot air out there. That's what diplomats do frequently. Even political leaders engage in hot air. But the substance here is pretty thin on the ground.
Before we let you go, just 30 seconds left here. Do you think that this is essentially a distraction to keep the war going because Putin thinks he has the military advantage at this point?
Well, I think Putin's doing just fine at the moment. I think what we've not done for 3.5 years, frankly, is given Ukraine what it's necessary, not simply to avoid losing the war, but to win the war. And I don't see, again, any indication, whether by the United States or by the Europeans, that's about to change. And as long as the real pressure that the U.S. and Europeans could put on strict sanctions, harshly enforced, vigorously enforced, I think Putin thinks he can get away with it.